The next two instruments are both recent issue, and essentially also each of these are closely modeled after the previous two. So the mandolin by Stephen Gilchrist of Warrnambool, Australia, is an example.
You have 40 grand.
Well, you still have to have some money. They're about $6,000, but it's a marvelously good instrument. Stephen Gilchrist, in my opinion, is as good a mandolin maker who is currently alive. And this is an instrument closely modeled after the original Gibson. It does show, though, that the original Gibson still has, in effect, the archetype. This doesn't have a lot in it that is new, that the Gibson hadn't already thought out. Although, in the case of Gilchrist, he at least knew what kind of music was likely to be played on it. The Gibson was designed for classical music. Bill Monroe wasn't playing bluegrass. Nobody was playing bluegrass or very much country on mandolin. The F5 was designed to be a classical mandolin, and it's a very rare instrument today, not simply because it was expensive when new, but because it was introduced in 1922, and unfortunately for Gibson, the mandolin boom died in about 21. It was like coming out with the ultimate buggy whip after the automobile had been invented. Nobody wanted one. It didn't matter how good the mandolin was. There was really not much demand for mandolins until the late 40s when bluegrass came around. The guitar is made by Santa Cruz Guitar Company of Santa Cruz, California, and it is a Tony Rice model. So obviously it is closely modeled after the original 1935 D28, including the modifications of having a cut down slimmed neck and the large sound hole. The woods in both of these instruments are the same type of wood as used in the original. Spruce top, maple back and sides on the mandolin, spruce top and very finely grained Brazilian rosewood back and sides on the guitar. Brazilian rosewood is very difficult to get now, thanks to the International CITES Treaty Convention on International Trade and Endangered Species. It's illegal to transport Brazilian rosewood across international borders, so if Tony goes to Japan with his guitar, he can get busted for it. But what you'll find also is that these are great instruments. It's not just that all good instruments are old. There are makers today building far better instruments than have been in the last 30 years. 30 years ago, a lot of the companies were making things that basically made people want vintage because the new ones weren't so good. Today, there are new makers producing instruments that really are very fine quality instruments. There are more guitar builders today than ever before in American history, and the quality of the art today is far superior to what was around 30 years ago. Not really better than the 20s, but rivaling it. There are makers today who are just good by any historic standards, and what you'll hear is these are just good instruments regardless of age.
This is the Watson Blues that Bill Monroe wrote for Doc Watson.